സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. പേജ് 146 വേഴ്സ് 39. അകാലത്വാദദേശത്വാത് അദിത്വാദനിമിത്തതഃ ആത്മനോ നൈവ കാലാദേഹം അപേക്ഷാധ്യായതഃ സദാം.
ഇൻ ജ്ഞാനയോഗ three types of sadhanas are mentioned: shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam. Shravanam, listening to scriptures, prasthanatrayam from a competent teacher for a length of time is known as shravanam. Then one has to do mananam, analysis, to remove the doubts and to remove viparita bhavana, habitual orientation, one has to do nididhyasanam. These three sadhanas one has to go through for a length of time. Person to person it differs. How long? Person to person it differs. Therefore, Acharya writes certain texts are some slokas especially for nididhyasana purpose. In Viveka Chudamani also number of verses for nididhyasanam. Nirvana Shatkam is for nididhyasanam. In this portion also these are all nididhyasana mantras. From first verse onwards up to 11th verse in this chapter, atma anatma വിവേക ഓർ സാക്ഷി അഹങ്കാര വിവേക വാസ് ഗിവൻ. ഫസ്റ്റ് വേർസ് ടു 11th വേർസ് ആത്മ അനാത്മ വിവേക. ഫ്രം 12th വേർസ് ഓൺവേർസ് അപ് ടു 40th വേർസ് സാക്ഷി ബ്രഹ്മ ഐക്യം ഈസ് ഗിവൻ. സാക്ഷി ബ്രഹ്മ ഐക്യം ഓർ ഐക്യ ജ്ഞാന ഫലം. ദ റിസൾട്ട്, ദ ബെനിഫിറ്റ് കംസ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ഐക്യ ജ്ഞാനം. ജ്ഞാനം മീൻസ് നോളജ്, ഐക്യം മീൻസ് വൺനെസ്. ഐ ദി ജീവാത്മ ആം നോൺ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദി പരമാത്മ. ഐ ആം വൺ വിത്ത് പരമാത്മ ഓൾ ദ ടൈം. ഐ ആം നെവർ ജീവാത്മ. ഇഗ്നറന്റ് പരമാത്മ ഈസ് ജീവാത്മ. എൻലൈറ്റൻഡ് ജീവാത്മ ഈസ് പരമാത്മ. The Shishya is Paramatma only, but ignorant Paramatma. Guru is supposed to be Guru is supposed to be enlightened Jivatma, who is none other than Paramatma. Okay, don't search in any books. These are all only just for our entertainment. We can use these words. Ignorant Paramatma is Jivatma sitting in the class and studying to recognize, to become enlightened Jivatma. You are all becoming enlightened Jivatmas, almost closer. Enlightened Jivatmas are Paramatma only, because the Jivatma, a mixture, higher I, lower I. Guru is talking from the higher eye standpoint, Shishya is listening from the lower eye standpoint, Ahankara standpoint, ears together. Shishya is not able to leave the Ahankara standpoint. Therefore, the teaching is so tough. If I listen the Shastra from Ahankara standpoint, RC standpoint, RM standpoint, RM, RC in the reflecting medium, body standpoint, RC standpoint, Ahankara standpoint, if I listen, ஐ கேன் நெவர் சே பிரம்ம சத்தியம் ஜெகன் மித்யா. ஜீவோ பிரம்மைவ நாபரஹா இஸ் இம்பாசிபிள். Therefore, whenever you are listening to Shastra, listen from the higher I, OC standpoint. I am original consciousness. I am pure Atman. My nature only Shastra is talking. It is like Shastra Darpanam. If I listen from that standpoint, it is easy. Therefore, Acharya is trying so much. Saying, I am not having any time limitation, space-wise limitation, kala paricchedaha nasti, desha paricchedaha nasti, vastu paricchedaha api nasti. To whom? To me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness. I have to elevate myself, I have to improve myself, I have to put effort to understand my higher nature. So Acharya says, akalatvatu adeshatvatu adiktvatu. Since I am free from time limitation, akalatvatu, there is no time factor at all in me. Akalatvatu means there is no kala apeksha for me. There is no need of following the time for me, the Atma. For me, the Atma, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I need not follow any time rules because I am beyond time principle. If I take myself as body, mind, ahankara standpoint, the kala niyama is there. So and so time you have to do this so and so ritual. Kala niyama is there. That is why after finishing puja, mantra lope, tantra lope, kriya lope, kala lope, niyama lope, shraddha lope. Please excuse me, God, please excuse me, we have to ask. From jiva standpoint, kala lopa should not happen there. Now I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, I have no problem of this kala. Sandhya vandanam, if a person has to do, sandhya time has to be seen, no? Morning time, sandhya, sayam sandhya, pratas sandhya he should not do in sayam samayam. Sayam sandhya should not be done in the pratah kala sandhya should be done in pratah kala only, and sayam sandhya should be practiced in sayam only, evening only. So kala niyama is compulsory for body mind complex ahankara jiva, whereas I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am beyond body mind ahankara. Therefore kala niyama is not there, kala apeksha nasti for me. Akalatvat, I am beyond kala. Not only that, to perform certain rituals desha is prescribed, so and so place you have to do this. Sarpa dosha is there, you have to go to Kalahasti. Some Shini dosha is there, you have to go to Tirunallar, and the desham thing pon. So in Pinda Pradhanam and all, they do Pinda to themselves, and then lifelong le enna kondu panduvano illi anjepi ivane pandipa shraddha shardham tarpanam ellame ore vaati danik enna peru atma pindam. இதெல்லாம் நல்லா தெரிஞ்சு வச்சுக்கோ. இந்த ஆத்ம பிண்டம் எங்க பண்ணுவாங்க? நாட் லோக்கல் ஹியர், யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ டு கயா. கயா ஸ்ரார்த்தம் தேசே, கயா ஸ்ரார்த்தம் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ இன் கயா, நாட் இன் சம் அதர் பிளேஸ். ஸோ தேச நியமா இஸ் தேர், தேச அபேக்ஷா அஸ்தி ஃபார் சர்டன் ரிச்சுவல். சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தேச, ஐ ஆம் பியாண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ், there is no desha niyama for me. I, the Atma, I am free from desha limitation, space limitation. Not only that, adiktvat dik apeksha api nasti. Since I am directionless, I don't have any directions, dik apeksha. If you want to do certain rituals in the morning, pratah sandhya you can do only in the morning. Eastern side you have to sit. சாயம் சந்தியா த பர்சன் ஹேஸ் டு சிட் வெஸ்டர்ன் சைடு. நான் சொல்லும் போதே ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஷோயிங் த ஹேண்ட், சொல்றதுக்கு முன்னாடி அவங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் தெரியும். ஸோ ஈஸ்டர்ன் சைடு வெஸ்டர்ன் சைடு யூ ஹேவ் டு சிட். ஃபார் மீ ஆத்மா தேர் இஸ் நோ சைடு அட் ஆல். ஸோ ஐ ஆம் ஆல் ஓவர் பர்வேடிங், தேர் ஃபார் ஈஸ்டர்ன் சைடு வெஸ்டர்ன் சைடு நாட் நெசசரி. சம் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் டெய்டி டு கீப் இன் ஹுச் டைரக்ஷன் தேர் ஆர் ஆல் ரிஸ்ட்ரிக்ஷன் ரூல்ஸ். சம்டைம்ஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஸ்க் சுவாமி ஐ வாண்ட் டு டூ நமஸ்காரம், இப்படி திரும்புங்கோ இப்படி திரும்புங்கோ மேக் மீ டூ ரவுண்ட். சார் எந்த பக்கம் பார்த்து நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணவனே தே ஹாவ் இன் தேர் மைண்ட். ஸோ ஐ ஹாவ் டு டர்ன் ஃபார் தேர் சேக். சப்போஸ் ஐ ஸ்டாண்ட் சம் டைரக்ஷன் தே ஆஸ்க் மீ டு டர்ன் டு டூ நமஸ்காரம் என்ன திக் வாத் திக் டைரக்ஷன் இஸ் தேர். பட் ஐ தி ஆத்மா ஐ ஆம் ஒரிஜினலி free from all directions adiktvate. Similarly animittat animittataha, there is no nimitta, any cause. Nimitta means cause. Suppose the eclipse comes, then grahana tarpanam to be done because of eclipse, that is called nimittam. Nimittataha, because of grahanam grahana tarpanam, because of amavasya amavasya tarpanam, something or other, some nimitta is there. The child is born in jata karma, birth is the nimittam to perform jata karma. Like that you have to supply other varna ashrama dharmas also, all those nimitta karmas. Atmanaha naiva sambhavati, mama atmanaha, in me the atma they are not there. Naiva, what type of me? Dhyayataha atmanaha, I am always abiding, I am meditating, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi thought only going on all the time. I am doing what? Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, I am entertaining that vritti, that is called dhyanam as it were. Aham brahma eva asmi dhyayataha, when sada aham brahma eva asmi. So such me, where is the question of kala niyama, desha niyama, dik niyama or nimittam? There is no necessity at all for me. I am atman only. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now in short, all vaidika karmas are irrelevant for me, the atma. Atma means once a jnani, he becomes a jnani, aham brahmasmi jnanam takes place, all sadhanas are irrelevant. They are all redundant. There is no necessity of any sadhanas. All sadhanas lose their sadhana status. Once I recognize I am atma swarupam, all sadhanas, karma yoga sadhana, upasana yoga sadhana, அஷ்டாங்க யோக சாதன, அஷ்டாங்க யோக சாதன சம்திங் யூ கேன் பிராக்டிஸ் டு மெயின்டைன் த பாடி, நாட் டு கெட் ஜ்ஞானம், நாட் ஃபார் எனி ஃபர்தர் ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட், ஜஸ்ட் ரீடெயின் யுவர் பாடி ஹெல்தியிலி யூ கேன் பிராக்டிஸ் அஷ்டாங்க யோகா. பட் கர்ம யோகா ஆல்சோ பஞ்சமஹா யஜ்னாஸ் ஆல்சோ யூ கேன் பர்ஃபார்ம், பட் நாட் டு கெட் ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆல்ரெடி அட்டைன்ட் ஜ்ஞானம். So panchamaha yajnas are also lose their sadhana status. Upasana, meditation or puja, archana also lose their sadhana status. But they remain in grihastha ashrama for that person in skeletal form. This is called karma abhasa. They don't have any sadhana status. Therefore for this jnani, they are all not required at all as a sadhana. They are all there for only loka sangraha. If at all this person practice, jnani practice all these niyamas, grahana tarpanam, sardha karma, all these rituals, pujas, jnani performs, but they are all called abhasam, karma abhasam, only for loka sangraha. Really speaking, they are not relevant in my life no more. That clarity comes for a jnana. There is no sentiment, there is no fear. Performing out of fear, all won't be there. Jnani performs all karmas as usual with more joy, with more fulfillment. That is the idea Shankaracharya drawing here. Clear? Now we'll go to the next shloka, 40.
Yasmin devascha vedascha pavitram krishnamekatam vrajetan manasam teertham yasmin snatva mruto bhavet.
Doubt may come. Shastra prescribes lot of rituals for jnanis also. Then Smriti it is said, Ganga tire vaset nityam bhikshuhu moksha parayanaha. In one Smriti text it is said, what it says, moksha parayanaha, the one who wants moksha, liberation, moksha, it is not there in the shloka, I am just quoting. Moksha parayanaha, who is committed to moksha, Ganga tire vaset nityam. Let him live near Ganga bank. Ganga tiram. Near Ganga. Rishikesh, Haridwar. Somewhere, some nearby some river. Ganga tire vaset nityam. Bhikshuhu. Bhikshuhu means a sannyasi. Sannyasi like people are sannyasi. Bhikshuhu moksha parayanaha. Whoever moksha parayanaha is considered as a sannyasi by acharyas. But student may not think I am a moksha parayanaha, I am a bhikshu. Student should think I am a moksha parayanaha, I am like a sannyasi, sannyasini. Even though I am in a colored dress, my mind is fully committed to moksha only. All these are enough. Artha, kama are enough. Let me make my human life meaningful, purposeful, then I am a sannyasi. If that thought comes in the mind, you are a sannyasi. Sannyasi, mentally you are sannyasi. Mentally you are sannyasi. Physically you may not be a sannyasi, but mentally you are a sannyasi. In Sanskrit we call him as antara sannyasi. Antara sannyasi is the name. Who is having internal sannyasa. So such a person should go to Ganga Tiram. He should sit there. No? Smriti says, Moksha Parayanaha should go there. No? Then for that Acharya is answering. What is real Ganga Snanam, you know? Ganga Tirtham is Jnani's mind. Manas, mind itself, Manasam Tirtham. Manasam Tirtham, the place of pilgrimage. Tirtham means pilgrimage. The mind is the place of pilgrimage. Manasam Tirtham. What type of mind? A mind we have to supply. The mind is a place of pilgrimage. How a mind can become pilgrimage? Pilgrimage means what? A sacred place. A sacred place is called a pilgrimage center. Haridwar, Rishikesh, Rameshwaram, Kashi, Prayag, all these are all called pilgrimage centers because they are all holy places. Acharya want to say, the holy place is here, my mind is the holy place, pilgrimage center. When our mind can become pilgrimage center, when I entertain the thought, I am pure consciousness, existence, principle, which is satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma, which is free from all punya, papa, aham, brahma, asmi, that thought when the mind is entertaining, that mind is a pilgrimage center. Where normally in pilgrimage center, all devatas come and dip in that water. Devatas. A pilgrimage center is that where in Kumbh Mela and all, why people go in the whole huge crowd, you know, because devatas come once in 12 years, once in 14 years, once in 100 years. They come and take dip, Mahamaham, Kumbh Mela, all devatas come and take bath. That is why all people want to go and dip in that water. Which devata will come and bless me? So like that people go there. So devatas are also waiting to take bath. Kumbh Mela is nothing but bathing time of devatas. That's all. At that time we are also going and taking bath. So on so particular time. So devatas are all go to that pilgrimage center. What is that? Devaha Manasam Tirtham. In which Manasam Tirtham Amrutaha Bhavet. The person attains immortality. Amrutaha Bhavet. Manasam Tirtham Snatva. Yasmin Snatva. By dipping in which waters? Yasmin Snatva. By dipping in which waters? Here, what is waters? Mind. Mind is that Tirtham place. What type of mind? Enlightened or illiterate? Enlightened mind. Enlightened mind is a lightened mind. That enlightened, lightened mind is called Manasam Tirtham. In that mind, Snatva, here Snana means dipping. Dipping means what? There also three times they dip. Here also, Shravanam dip, Mananam dip, Nididhyasanam dip, mood dip pannanam. Ange mood dip, ore mood nimshatra mudindidom. Inge 30 varsham, 30 years. 13 minimum, 30 maximum. Okay? So, the mumukshu dip in the Manasam Tirtham. In that Atma Jnanam, where in the mind Atma Jnanam is there, in that mind this person dips as it were. Snatva. Amrutaha Bhavit. Attains immortality. Devascha. Vedascha. This is Jnana Mahima. Acharya is presenting the glory of self-knowledge. Where all the gods come and take bath in pilgrimage centers. Jnani is the one who is worshipped by, adored by the devas also. So all the gods, where they dip, that tirtham is Manasam Tirtham. Where all the gods dip, and Vedaha, near Ganges, near that Dhanushkoti, people go and chant Vedic mantras. Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda, mantras chanting, lot of puja, archana with mantras, Rudram, Maharudram, so many mantras, Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, they chant near the river, Tirtham. You go and sit japa also, parayanam also. If you do that japa or parayanam or mantra ghosha near the river, you get lot of punya. Therefore, Vedascha. And scriptures also, the mind is that river here, where the gods are dipping, where the mantras are also dipping. People generally go like that for those rivers. And all other purificatory agencies. Next word, Pavitram Krishnam Ekatam. Pavitra means all the purificatory. Whatever accessories are there, by doing this I get purification, by doing this I get purification. Tirtham we are taking to get purification. Prasada we are eating to get purification. And we are doing prakshanam to take purification. And that then shadagopama, shatari, or one shatari paper, and your punya. The shatari ekkarade. Tirtham and the Tulasi Dalam, Pavitram, they are all refinery agencies. This Jnani has got Manasam Tirtham that Jnanam is the Tirtham where all purificatory agencies are there. In that, it is as good as dipping in all rivers. If you dip in Ganga, you are not dipping in the Krishna. If you are dipping in the Krishna, you are not dipping in the Kaveri, Narmada, so many are there. That is why people go to Kumbh Mela, at that time all rivers come and join. How they join, don't ask. This is the belief. All rivers join together. Triveni Sangamam. Why all this? Because I am going to get purification. Acharya says, what is real purificator agency, you know? Manasam Tirtham. When there is a Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, no other purification is required. Clear? That is Pavitram Krishnam Ekatam. Totally become one. And all other purificatory agencies here and there are there separately. One is here, one is there. Ganga is here, Kaveri is there, Narmada is somewhere. And some purificatory places, this Pavitram place, this place and that. All are together in one place. Krishnam Ekatam. Totally all of them are at one place in Jnani's Antahkaranam. Jnani's Antahkaranam, all Gangeta, Yamune, Chaiva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmade, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jaleswinala, Manasi, all of them are purificatory rivers. All are there in one Jnani's Antahkaranam. By which? Amrutaha Bhavetanam. Pavitram Krishnam Ekatam. They all become one. And Snatva Vrajet Tan Manasam Tirtham. In that place makes one immortal. Once you take bath, how can you take bath there? Tell me. As though taking bath. As though taking bath is meant for what? Tell me. Bath is meant for purification. Daily bath is for purification. Ganga bath, Yamuna bath, Godavari bath are extra purification. All the purifications, they are available in one place. Krishnam Ekatam. Vrajet. All Devaha, Vedashya, and all other Vratams. What? Pavitram Krishnam Ekatam Vrajet. All will be one in one place. There you take bath. How you take bath? I say Upadesha Sahasri class is the taking bath ghat. Ghat Trimo. That ghat, rivers, there are not having ghats. In the ghat, you go and take a dip there. Similarly, Kesari High School is like a ghat. In this ghat, if you come and sit and listen, it is as good as taking bath in all rivers. It is like taking bath in Kumbh Mela. Mahamaham. We have to go Swami in Kumbh Mela. Okay, go. But Krishna says, Jnani itu atmaiva mematam. Jnanam is like Jnanagni. Daddha karmani bhasmasat kurute arjunan. Krishna Paramatma, Jnanam is glorified. Where Shastram teaching is going on, that is the purificatory center. All punya, papa, everything washed off. Vidyate hridaya grandhi, chidyante sarva samshayaha. Still doubt is there, samshayam is there, and do mananam. Okay. Samshayam irinda, mananam pannu innume. So Shastra says that, vrajet, ekatam vrajet. What is that? Tan manasam tirtham. Yasmin snatva. Is as though bath. What is a sloka? Acharya reveling. We also should revel. Okay. Atma manasam tirtham. Yasmin snatva. Amrutaha bhavet. He becomes immortal. Becomes within inverted commas. As though becoming immortal. Next shloka. Now, with this Atma Jnana Phalam is over. Sakshi Brahmana Aikyam and Jnana Phalam is over. Now, from 41 onwards up to 50th last shloka, again atma anatma viveka, again atma anatma viveka, drug drishya vivekavat. Again acharya want to revise further enforcement to do nididhyasanam. Thula sharira atma anatma and atma viveka, sukshma sharira anatma and atma viveka, like that he is doing. So meter also changes here. Now we will read that shloka 41.
न शास्ति शब्दादिरनन्यवेदनः, न शास्ति शब्दादिरनन्यवेदनः, परस्परेणापि न चैव दृश्यते. परेण दृश्यास्तु यथा रसादयः, तथैव दृश्यत्वत एव दैहिकाः.
द वेरि इम्पार्टेण्ट् श्लोकास् आचार्य वाण्ट् टु से दिस् इस् वेल् नोन् सब्जेक्ट् ओन्ली फार् अस् आल्रेडि वि सा मेनी टैम्स् बट् दिस् इस् वेरि वेरि इम्पार्टेण्ट् देर् फोर् वि हाव् टु ड्वेल् अपान् दिस् two important laws, L-A-W-S, laws Acharya is presenting here. What is that idea he is going to give here? The entire world is anatma, body is also anatma, mind is also anatma. The world, what is world? Nothing but prapanchaha. Prakarsena panchavidaha prapanchaha. You hear sounds, you see the forms, because panchabhutas, world is made out of panchabhutas. Panchabhutas are nothing but shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha. Either you hear the sounds or you see the forms, and you smell, or you taste, or you touch. Panchabhutas having shabda guna, sparsha guna, gandha guna, rupa guna, rasa guna. All these five gunas are there. What you are doing now? You are seeing me. This is rupa guna. This rupa belongs to what? Agni tattva. Agni is having that rupam. Rupam is its guna. And the vayu is touching to your body is sparsha. So rasadayaha, shabdadayaha, morning onwards till night, what you are doing? Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha interaction, nothing else. Either you are seeing forms, or you are hearing sounds, or you are tasting certain things, or you are feeling the sparsha, or you are tasting something. Other than this, what you are doing? Tell me. What we are doing? Nothing. So always prapancha is made out of five elements. Five elements are having shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha gunas, and they are all come under anatma, and they are all inert in nature. They cannot know themselves. Vayu cannot say, I am air principle, I am giving air to all of them. Vayu doesn't know. Similarly, waters, rasaguna, where rasaguna is there in waters, water can never know by itself. Water cannot know by itself. Similarly, prithvi, the smell, gandha guna, where it is there, it doesn't know, I am there, I am Prithvi. Prithvi doesn't know. Water doesn't know. Air doesn't know. Then Vayu doesn't know its existence. That means it doesn't have the knowledge that I am so and so, because it is inert. Jadam. Jadatvat. ஜடத்வாது தே ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு நோ தெம்செல்வ்ஸ். ஐதர் தே கேன் நோ ஈச் அதர், தே கேனாட் நோ தெம்செல்வ்ஸ். கேன் தே நோ ஈச் அதர்? கேன் அக்னி நோஸ் பிருத்வி? கேன் பிருத்வி நோஸ் அக்னி? இன்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் சேயிங் அக்னி பிருத்வி, ஐ கேன் சே கேன் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் நோ த கந்த ஸ்மெல்? Can smell knows the forms? We can say that way also, because prithvi, akasha, jala, they have their own guna. Each guna cannot know itself. Instead of saying guna, that object, laddu can never know that I am laddu, I am sweet. Which guna it is? Rasa guna belongs to whom? Which element? Water. Correct. Water, jalam, is ரசகுண பிரதானம். ரசகுண வேர் ரச டேஸ்ட் இஸ் தேர் லட்டு. லட்டு பிலாங்ஸ் டு பிருத்வி வாட்டர். சோ லட்டு கேனாட் நோ ஐ எம் லட்டு. சுகர் கேனாட் நோ ஐ எம் சுகர், ஐ எம் ஸ்வீட். சுகர் கேனாட் நோ ஐ எம் சுகர், ஐ எம் ஸ்வீட் ஆல்சோ. சுகர் கேனாட் நோ தட் ஐ எம் சுகர், நம்பர் ஒன், லா நம்பர் ஒன், பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், இட் இஸ் இனர்ட். Object is called drishyam, drishyam is inert. Whatever is drishyam is inert. Whatever is inert is jadam. Whatever is jadam cannot know itself. This is the law number one. Law number two is that jadavastu, that inert object, which cannot know itself, it cannot know others also. They cannot know mutually also. One clip cannot know the book, book cannot know the pen, pen cannot know the clip. They cannot know each other also. This is the second law. They cannot know themselves. Namma atta maappala madri avanukku avanukku puriyadhu yaravadhu sonnalum puriyadhu nu sonna madri inda object clip ku thaan clip nu theriyadhu. Clip ku I am clip, clip doesn't know because jadatvat drishyatvat. Can clip know other things? No. Can other things know the clip? No. Jadatva. Second law. The parasparam vedana na sambhavati. Swayam vedana api na sambhavati. They cannot know themselves. They cannot know each other. They cannot know any other thing else. Who can know that? Objects cannot know themselves because they are objects, because they are jadam, they are inert. They cannot know themselves. But who can know them? Only subject. Subject can know the objects which are inert. This subject alone can know the object. This is the third law. Since subject cannot know itself, sorry, object cannot know itself, swayam vedana na asti. பரஸ்பர வேதனா அப்படி நாஸ்தி. வேதனா மீன்ஸ் நோயிங். பரஸ்பரம் வேதனா அப்படி நாஸ்தி. யுவர் ஹேண்ட் பேக் கேனாட் நோ தட் ஐ எம் ஹேண்ட் பேக், சோ அண்ட் சோ இஸ் லேடி இஸ் கேரியிங். இட் டசன்ட் நோ. தேங்க் காட், அதர்வைஸ் இட் வில் வாக் ஆஃப். தே டு நாட் நோ. பரஸ்பர வேதனா நாஸ்தி செகண்ட் லா. தேர்ட் லா இஸ் டு நோ தீஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், த சப்ஜெக்ட் மஸ்ட் பி தேர். தட் சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் மை செல்ஃப். I am the subject who is knowing all the objects. I know this clip. I know the other objects also. This is plastic, this is metal. Parasparam api. I know each one is distinctly. I know the nature of that object, and I know that object because I am the subject. They are jadam, but I am sentient. I am sentient. I know this object. This is the first lesson. Anatma, Atma, Viveka, lesson number one with three laws. Law number one is object cannot know itself. Law number two is object cannot know, objects cannot know each other. Objects can be known only by the subject. Third law. This third law you have to supply to the world in this sloka. It is applied to the world, then to the bodies, then to the sukshma shariram, sense organs you have to apply. This lesson is a known lesson or unknown lesson? Known lesson, because we are all advanced students. பாஷ்யம் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் உபதேச சாஸ்திரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் அட்வான்ஸ்டு ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் நோன் லெசன் ஒன்லி. புது பாடம் கிடையாது, பழசு பாடம் தான். ஓகே, ஆனாலும் புதுசா இருக்கு சுவாமி நீங்கள். அப்பதான் இருக்கும், எப்பவுமே புதுசா தோணும் நமக்கு. ஓகே, லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா நவ் வித் திஸ் பேக்ரவுண்ட். சப்தாதி அனன்ய வேதனஹ ந அஸ்தி சப்தாதி விஹீனம். சப்தா எக்ஸெட்ரா சவுண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் கலர் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் டேஸ்ட் அண்ட் டச் எக்ஸெட்ரா எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் அன் அர்த்தம். எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வாட் எவர் யூ சி சப்தாதிஹி, தட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் சப்தாதிஹி ஹியர். த இனர்ட் திங் சப்தாதிஹி அனன்ய வேதனஹா. அனன்ய வேதனஹா மீன்ஸ் அனன்ய மீன்ஸ் செல்ஃப். வேதனஹா மீன்ஸ் நாட் தமிழ் வேதனா ஆர் தெலுங்கு வேதனா. வேதனா ஒரே தளபதி வேதனை, அந்த வேதனை இல்ல. வித் தாது வேதனஹா மீன்ஸ் நோயிங், நோயிங் கெபாசிட்டி. வேதனஹா ந அஸ்தி சப்தாதிஹி ஜடஹா த்ருஷ்யத்வாத் கடவத். சோ சப்தாதிஹி வேதனஹா ந அஸ்தி, தே டு நாட் ஹேவ் objects being inert, they are not self knowing is the meaning. Shabdadhi ananya vedanah na asti means objects being inert, they are not self knowing. Ananya means self, vedana means knowing. Ananya vedanah na asti means they are not knowing themselves. Can they know parasparam? Second half of the sloka, parasparenapi nacha eva drishyate, even mutually also. Oh, you are sound, I am form. So sound is knowing the form, form is knowing the sound, and appa edho theriyumana kaal hearing capacity ear cannot know I am ear, but ear can know the eye. I can know the ear and adhi theriyadu. Parasparenapi mutually also they cannot know each other. Mutually also they cannot know each other. Parasparena means mutually they cannot know other each other. Then how they know, how they come to be known to us? Na parena drishyahatu யதா ரசாதயஹ பரேண த்ருஷ்யாஹ. யதா ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் தே ஆர் நாட் நோயிங் தெம் செல்ஃப். ஃபேன் இஸ் நோயிங் பை இட்செல்ஃப்? நோ, இட் இஸ் நோன் பை பரேண. பரேண த்ருஷ்யாஹ, தே ஆர் நோன் பை த சப்ஜெக்ட், நாட் பை இட்செல்ஃப், நாட் பை அனதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். தே ஆர் நோயிங் பை சம்படி எல்ஸ் அதர் தேன் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட். So, parena drishyaha means they are known by the subject. An artham. Parena drishyaha yatha. Just as all the objects are not known by themselves, are not known to each other, they are known by someone else, that is the subject. Similarly, tatha eva drishyatvataha eva daihikaha. Now your bodies, all bodies also, now you have to come to the bodies. World is over. In the world, objects cannot know themselves, they cannot know each other, they have to be known by the subject. About the world, lesson number one is over. Now come to your body, whatever bodies, all bodies, daihikaha api, all the bodies are also, all the bodies are also tatha eva drishyatvatah. Tatha eva means what? Whatever I said above sentence, above first line, the same tatha eva, in the same manner. What? Body cannot know itself. Point number one. Now to apply the same law, body cannot know itself, and one body cannot know the other body. One body cannot know the other body. பாடி, பிசிக்கல் பாடி, இட் கெனாட் நோ, இட் கெனாட் நோ ஈச் அதர். தைஹிகாக மீன்ஸ் பாடிஸ் கெனாட் நோ ஈச் அதர். Somebody else is knowing the body inside. That's why I am body you are not saying. You are saying what? My body. Just as you say the my clip. My clip, whenever you say, my good old lesson, whenever you say my clip, I am different from the clip. Parena. I am different from the clip. I am not the clip. My dog, when you say, I am not the dog, I am different from the dog. Similarly, whatever is mine is not me. Yatu yatu drishyam tatu tatu jadam. Yatu yatu jadam tatu tatu na svayam jnayate. Jadatvat, drishyatvat. It cannot know itself. So, jada, sariram is jadam or not? Drishyam or not? Are you seeing the body or not? You are seeing the body. திருஷ்யம் எத்து எத்து திருஷ்யம் தத்து தத்து ஜடம். வாட் எவர் இஸ் சீன் பை யூ இட் இஸ் ஜடம். திருஷ்யத்வா தட் இஸ் எல்லாம். இட் கெனாட் நோ இட் செல்ஃப். பாடி கெனாட் நோ இட் செல்ஃப். பாடிஸ் கெனாட் நோ ஈச் அதர் ஆல்சோ. தே ஆர் நோன் பை சம்வன் எல்ஸ். தட் சம்வன் இஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட். பாடி இஸ் இனர்ட். இட் கெனாட் நோ இட் செல்ஃப். திஸ் இஸ் அபவுட் பாடி. வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ரூல்ட் அவுட். It is known by the subject. Objects cannot know themselves, inert, because they are jadam. Body is also, body cannot know itself. Body cannot know other bodies also, cannot know each other bodies, because they are also jadam, inert. What about sukshma shariram? Now stola shariram over. Anatma number one, world. Anatma number two, body, grass body. Anatma number 3 is mind. Next shloka 42.
Aham mamityeshana yatna vikriya. Yeshana yatna vikriya sukhadayas tadvadiha pradrishyatah. ஷ்யத்வயோகாச்ச பரஸ்பரேண தேன த்ருஷ்யதாம் யாந்தி ததஃ பரோ பவான். தேன த்ருஷ்யதாம் யாந்தி ததஃ பரோ பவான்.
ஓ, யூ ஹேட் டு ஸ்பிரிட் ஹியர். ஓகே, நவ் த டியூன் ஹேஸ் கம். ஓகே, ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு சாண்ட் அண்ட் சிங் இட். திருஷ்யத்வ யோகாச்ச பரஸ்பரேணதே, யூ கேன் ஸ்பிளிட் தேர். அப்போ நல்ல ராகம் கரெக்டா வரும். ஓகே, திஸ் மீட்டர் இஸ் லைக் தட். நவ் ஹி கம்ஸ் டு த சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம். தட் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம், சி, அப் டு பாடி எவ்ரி ஒன் நோஸ், ஆல் ஹிந்துஸ், எஸ்பெஷலி ஹிந்துஸ், வென் எவர் வி பெர்ஃபார்ம் சம் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், some punya karmas, some rituals, when we perform, why you perform? To get some punya, to go to higher lokas, punya lokas. That means I am sure that this body is not going, physical body is not going, somebody is going other than physical body, because in front of our eyes itself they are burning this body, they are cremating this body. So, then who is going to higher lokas, punya lokas, swarga, brahma loka and all? Somebody is going, traveling. May his soul is at peace. They say, our poitar, and so on. Our kalamitar, poitar. Poitar and in the vadamma vittu poitar. He left the body. He left the body. This usage is there or not? He left the body. Who left the body? Somebody left the body. That somebody left the body, somebody is there other than this body, everyone knows. For this sake, you need not come to Vedanta. Because Veda Pura Bhaga, Karma Kanda, rituals itself teaches. People knows that. Avanukku nalla irukkanum, shanti, let him be peaceful. That means this body is immaterial. They never bother about this body. He left the body, he went. Panchakni vidya adidane. ஹோல் பஞ்சாக்னி வித்யா வாட் வி சா இன் முண்டகோபனிஷத் பாஷ்யம். த ஜீவா டிராவல்ஸ் சோ மெனி சரீரம், சோம சரீரம் இஸ் திஸ் சரீரம், தட் சரீரம் இஸ் டேக்கிங் லாட் ஆஃப் சரீரம். தட் மீன்ஸ் லீவிங் திஸ் பாடி சம்படி இஸ் டிராவலிங். இஸ் தட் சம்படி இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்? நவ் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன். தட் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் இஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஜடம், ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஓன்லி. இட் கேனாட் நோ இட் செல்ஃப், சேம் லா யூ ஹாவ் டு அப்ளை. இட் கேனாட் நோ இட் செல்ஃப், மைண்ட் கேனாட் நோ இட் செல்ஃப், thought cannot know itself. I am a thought. In the mind there are many thoughts are coming. Mind is like a ocean, thoughts are like waves. Thought cannot know the I am thought, mind cannot know I am the mind, because jadatvat drishyatvat ghatavat, whatever is object, that is why you say my mind, you say my mind, my thoughts. I am not thought, I am not the mind, I am different from the mind, I am different from the thought. Somebody is knowing the mind, somebody is knowing the thought. The thought is inert, thought is an object of knowing. Are you, I am enna ketta ketta nenavella varudhu swami eppadi theriyum unakku? That means the thought cannot know it is a good thought or bad thought. Good thought cannot know I am a good thought. Bad thought cannot know I am a bad thought. Mind also, sad mind cannot know I am sad. Happy mind cannot know I am happy. Somebody is knowing the happy mind, somebody is knowing the sad mind. Am I right or not? My mind is so sad today. You are not sad, your mind is sad. But mind doesn't know that it is sad, in sadness. That mind is happy, mind doesn't know it is in happy mood now. But somebody else is knowing that mind. Whatever is known by someone, that known object, that one is jadam. It cannot know itself because it is jadam. It cannot know, minds cannot know each other. That's why husband's mind, wife cannot know. Even after marrying 50 years, you know, 50th marriage, wedding day, they cannot understand. Mind cannot know each other. Thoughts cannot know each other. Flower thought cannot know the clipped thought cannot know the flower thought. Raga vritti, dvesha vritti, sukha vritti, all are different. All are known by someone. That someone is called the subject. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am the knower. Different from Parena, who is different from the thought, from the mind. Now look into the shloka. Aham mama iti. Aham means I am, that thought. Mama, this is mine, that thought. Mama vritti, ahankara vritti, mamakara vritti. Not only that, eshana, desire, eshana means desire, kama. Yatna means effort, prayatnam. Kriya, action. Sukhadayaha, sukha means comfort, favorable. ஆதிபதாத் சுக துக்க ராக துவேஷ சுகவருத்தி ராகவருத்தி, ஆல் ஆர் இன் தாட் ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி, விற்பி ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி. தேர் ஆல் சுகவருத்தி, துக்கவருத்தி, ராகவருத்தி, துவேஷவருத்தி, தயாவருத்தி, ஆல் ஆர் இன் த தாட் ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி. மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ், ஆல் தாட்ஸ் ஆர் மாடிஃபைங். ததிஹ பிரதிருஷ்யதஹ, தேர் ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபைட் பை மீ. Iha pradrishyataha, they are known by me. Drishyatva yogachya parasparena te na drishyatam. Because they belong to object status, they cannot know each other. They are objects, drishyatva. Drishyatva yogachya, because they are all drishyam, they are all objects, they are known by someone, they cannot know each other. ராகவருத்தி cannot know the dveshavruti, dveshavruti cannot know the ராகவருத்தி. தயாவருத்தி cannot know the பிரேமவருத்தி, பிரேமவருத்தி கெனாட் நோ தி காமவருத்தி, தே கெனாட் நோ ஈச் அதர். பரஸ்பரேண தேன திருஷ்யதாம், திருஷ்யதாம் யாந்தி, தே கெனாட் நோ ஈச் அதர் ஆல்சோ. தத்தஹா பவான் பரஹா, தேர் ஃபோர் யூ ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தெம். யூ ஆர் பவான், யூ ஆர் பரஹா, டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் வாட்? ஃப்ரம் சுகா, துக்கா, துவேஷா, ராகா, காமா, யத்னா, கிரியா, ஃப்ரம் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம், ஃப்ரம் மைண்ட், ஃப்ரம் தாட்ஸ், தட் மீன்ஸ் என்டயர் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் ஐ ஆம் நாட். மனோபுத்தியகங்காரசித்தானினாஹம், ஒன் லைன் ஒன் ஸ்லோக. ந அஹம் பரஹா பவான், யூ ஆர் நாட் தட். விக்ரியாபியாம் ததஹா பரஹா, ததஹா மீன்ஸ் விக்ரியாபியாம், தேர் ஆல் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஓன்லி, தாட் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ், ஃப்ரம் தட் யூ ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட். விக்ரியா மீன்ஸ் விருத்தி, விருத்தி மீன்ஸ் மாடிஃபிகேஷன், thought modification. So the consciousness I am different from all of them. The consciousness is the subject, that is myself. I am the knower of sukshma shariram, mind, the thoughts, everything. I am the knower of the body, I am knower of the external world also. Whatever is known by me, the world, body, mind comes under anatma. The knower, I, the subject, comes under atma. Now who are you? You are body, mind, anatma, or atma, the knower? Abba, moksha enakku vandachu, poichu. You all liberated, immortal. This is called immortality. Amrutaha bhavetana, bhavetana. Already you are that Atman only. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.